you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Tuesday, Testimony Tuesday, June 16th, 2020. We have a special guest in the studio. Many of you are going to be familiar with the TV commercials or his voice. And so I was looking on the internet for something to use to introduce him. And you're familiar with The Onion and Downer, Downer, Downer. That's kind of a sneak preview. But this was a little clip that I thought would bring a fresh memory to your mind.
Hey, this is Big Mike, and this is It Furniture. Your friends have saved, your families have saved, and now it's your turn. Get down here. We're wheeling and dealing. We're going downer, downer, downer.
Hey.
Okay.
Didn't that sound live? That was so clear.
It sounded very live.
On the internet, I was listening through a bunch of them and some with his children. But we have Big Mike in the studio
Hello.
With us on Testimony Tuesday. And actually, one of our Prime Lifetime sales staff, sales associate, Calvin, who knew Mike. And I
Long
thought,
time. Man.
And in fact, Calvin, you were just telling me you purchased a mattress from Big Mike a few months back.
Yes, that's right.
And we're going to talk about that along with some faith journey, how Mike came to the Champaign-Urbana community, what his children are doing. So we'll update you on This Is It Furniture and some testimony time. But Calvin, you've known Big Mike's involvement with many charities and helping kids, but you like his product too. So you purchased a mattress at his new location. Tell us a little about that.
His location might be a little hard to find, but the nice thing about it is that you get Big Mike. And he stands behind his products. You know, if there's any kind of an issue, you know, he was able to overcome that. And I'm extremely happy with the product that I bought. And you're dealing with him, not some big company.
That's right.
And did you get an onion at the new location?
Yeah.
All right, so tell us, hey, how did that onion concept come into being? And how did you come to the Champaign-Urbana area?
Gotcha. So here's how I ended up in Champaign. The day after high school, I was 17 years old, and my dad said, let's drive this way. And so we drove down I-57, and we made it to Champaign. We found a building, and my dad said, looks like this is it.
Oh, that's funny.
True.
And that's
true.
That's really how it happened. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
That's really how it happened.
I did not know.
I lived at Country Fair Apartments. I didn't have a car. I walked to work, and I didn't even know how to do laundry. I would bring my stuff to the cleaners. Country Squire Cleaners, and that's where I met my wife.
Oh, what a great story.
Yeah.
And if you've watched television over the years, I'm sure most of our listeners have seen a commercial or two. It kind of evolved. Was it always you, and then as your children grew, they became a part of some of the commercials?
So it started out with my dad. Some of you listeners will remember him. He's the old guy with the cowboy hat, and he was the original Downer, Downer, Downer guy.
Oh.
And how Downer came about was, the real story is my dad had had a heart surgery, and we were going to do the commercial in one take, and he was supposed to say lower. The prices are going lower. And in the original commercials, by the way, there's a YouTube channel out there, and all the old commercials
I was listening to some of them, yeah.
And he screwed it up, and he said, Downer. And in the commercial, I look at him, and I start laughing, and we just went with it because we only had one take.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's how Downer was born.
Oh,
it was supposed to be lower, 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 and he said, Downer, 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 and there we go.
And then did the onions become a part of it?
Yeah, so the onions, at the end of my commercials, I'd always say something like this. You know, this is It Furniture, Country Fair Mall, where you always get a free onion. Our prices don't make you cry.
Oh. That's your kind of joke, Mark.
And,
there you go.
And so I gave away 50 pounds of onions a day. You know, from local produce company.
Really?
So we were supporting a local produce company, and they would deliver onions every day, and we gave a lot of onions away. I still got to make a decision if I'm doing onions at this new place. I got to figure that out.
Sure, sure. And I know you've utilized all sorts of marketing techniques, from people standing holding signs to the commercials to different area events and gatherings and signage on your trucks and such. And so you've been very involved in that, but you've also been involved in a lot of different causes. So how did that come together that you wanted to extend to the community a way of serving?
So my dad was an old cattle auctioneer back in the day, and he would always be the auctioneer at our schools when we were growing up. And so one day I was at a charity event here in town. It was Itch Jones was coaching the U of I baseball team, and I think it was Dan Hartlip that got on the stage, and he was doing the live auction, and I was like, oh boy, I just need to jump up here and help him. And that's when it was kind of born. And what happened from there is then I just got all in with a lot of organizations, whether it's the Kiwanis Challenger League, which is one of my favorites, you know, kids with special needs playing baseball. Mm. Tom Jones is an original who started that. Right down to, you know, the American Heart Association or everything in between. I go all over the country now, from Dallas to Washington, D.C. to Green Bay, Wisconsin, and everywhere doing charity events for kids with special needs.
Now, is all that under the mega events?
Yeah. So I just really started a whole company. What I realized is, you know, you got to take this really seriously because people's their charity events, that's their one event for the year that they really, really need. And I just love it. It's in me. It's in me. I can get on a stage right now and host an event with about a 30-minute notice. Let's do it tonight if we need to.
Yeah, right.
Okay,
right.
I'm ready.
Let's have an event, Mark.
I'm ready. Yeah. Here we go. Trip to Hawaii. Let's start it off at $1,000. Now $1,500 over there. $2,000 in the back. Calvin, you want in for $2,500? $2,500 there. How about $3,000? Calvin's got it at $2,500 looking for $3,000. $2,500 going once. $2,500 going twice.
Who won?
Calvin, $2,500. Take you and your wife to Hawaii.
All right. She's going to be surprised.
Yeah, she will.
Now, what we found in common today, you're 10 years my younger, but we quite possibly both came to Christ or an understanding of God's love for us at a camp in Lake Geneva, and we're still trying to figure out if it was the same camp or a camp close to each other, but in your earlier years, 11 or 12 years of age, was that the first time you were introduced to the concept that maybe God loved you or was interested in a personal relationship?
Yeah, so I grew up Catholic. I went to Catholic high school and went to the St. Christina Catholic Church, which is located right. I grew up in a little area called Mount Greenwood, which is, for you Southside Chicago people, it's between Oak Lawn, Evergreen Park, Orland Park, kind of just nestled in right in the south of Chicago. But someone invited me, and all my friends were going, and we would go to a program called Awana. Okay. And I believe it was a Baptist church.
Yeah.
And so I went to a program called Awana, and they would slip some gospel in there and some games and some snacks. And, hey, this was pretty fun. Let's do it again next Wednesday. And someone invited me to camp. But my brothers went to this camp. And I remember it. You know, it's so interesting. You know, 38 years ago, there was the Norgard family, the Norgards. And they were like the game leaders and the camp counselors. And we went to Lake Geneva Youth Camp for probably 10 years. And, yeah, that's where I was saved there by... I don't remember the counselor's name, but, you know, we would sing and we would learn about God and basically having some fun. And it was good. It was just great. It was just, it's missing in today's world.
Right, mm-hmm. Yeah, and even with the COVID-19, I know many of the youth camps have been canceled
true
for the
enough.
Summer.
That's true,
they're
too.
Not coming together. They're trying to figure that out. But that was my youth experience, is the fun I had at church. You know, crab soccer and all the different games. I wasn't really so much interested in spiritual things, but I had a lot of fun. So I always associated going to church was fun and activities, and then that transitioned into volleyball and other games. And then God continued to, I think, work on my heart and opened me up to spiritual things. And it was at Lake Geneva at a Christian camp where, after hearing a message spoken, and then we gathered in a small group, I think about 8 or 10 of us, I think 10 or 11-year-old boys, and one of the counselors talked through having a relationship with God. And I just remember tearing up. And, you know, little boys, we don't cry in front of other little boys, but the message that God loved me, that my sins were forgiven.
It's impactful. Yeah.
I don't know how God and the Holy Spirit, but it brought conviction. And I said, I want Jesus into my heart. Jesus, come into my heart. And it had a profound, life-changing event. And so, yeah, that's neat to know that we might have been at the same camp, maybe 10 years removed.
I'm sure it's got to be Lake Geneva Youth Camp. I mean, it's still there. My brother's kids attended, I think, this last year.
Oh.
And I'll tell you a great story. I live in Southwest Champaign, and we'll talk about my kids in a little bit, but this was 20 years ago. I'm going to talk about a flyer gets put on my door handle, Awana, at the local church.
Oh.
Well, not only did I join in and talk to my wife about Awana, I became the games leader.
Oh, you're perfect.
Okay.
Yeah.
And all my kids went to the Awana program.
Oh.
And it was just a good full circle moment. It was a Bible Baptist, and Pastor Brady is a great friend of mine, and he's just a big impact on me as well.
And I know that God's using other brothers in the greater Champaign-Urbana area. You're part of Pinnacle Small Group, or part of Pinnacle, which is high-capacity leaders representing different
genres, if you will, the mountain peaks like the government or business or education and media. It's a great bunch of guys.
Oh, they really inspire me. Tim Johnson kind of heads up our group and kind of holds us accountable. And Jamie Chesser and Brian McClure and John Prince. Yeah. These guys amaze me because when I do a Bible study, I really have to really go over it 3 or 4 times so it goes into my head. I'm just one of those guys where I need to really... Sometimes I read something once and it doesn't register. John Prince is a guy who like says, well, I didn't get to read it, but I'm pretty sure here's what it says. And like, I'm just like, oh my gosh, like these guys just inspire me. And we just talk from a fellowship.
Yeah.
You know, that fellowship is missing but we're able to do it via Zoom and we're able to see each other's faces. And we do it every Friday morning at 7 a.m.
And I wanted to point out, the Tim Johnson you're referring to is not the state rep, though he's a believer and he comes through Lincoln Square all the time.
Oh, he used to walk around here, right?
Yeah, all the time. You'll probably see him walk by many, many days.
Yeah.
But Tim Johnson, he helps with Pinnacle Forum.
FCA.
He's like a state director. He also does Big Ten commentary wrestling. And Tim Johnson, he had his calling with FCA at the same time when I started with the radio station. So Tim and I have been buddies for many, many years. But
My dad always used to say, if you're the smartest one in your group, get a new group.
It's like tennis players.
When I'm around these guys, I really feel, you know, I just, when I get done with that call, as tough as it is sometimes for 7 a.m., when I'm done, I'm like, man, it's just a way to start the day before life takes over during a day.
Yeah, and they're all high-capacity leaders that are influencers is a big thing. And, that's a great group. I know many of those guys, and I'm in a great group. I feel the same way.
Like I'm the Rodney Dangerfield of the group.
yes. Well, God continues to use you in a variety of ways, your heart for different organizations, raising funds. So what are some of those moments where you've accomplished maybe they needed $32,000 or you see where children's lives were transformed? Why do you pour forth this energy traveling all around to help these causes?
Yeah, well, first of all, it's in me. And so when I help kids, there's just something so great about it. I coach baseball, okay? And I coach eight-year-olds. And you know, some guys golf, some guys do video games. So everybody has their own thing. I like to coach the kids because we could really mentor them and mold them integrity to have fun. Fun is missing in today's world with the kids. But when I go out there and we coach, for example, the Tom Jones Challenger League, and it's a whole team of kids with special needs of all ages, all races, it's their day, okay? Yeah. It's their day. And when they need something, and so I get on that stage, and what comes to my mind, when the Cubs won the World Series, even though I'm a White Sox fan, just for the record, okay? When the Cubs won the World Series, I brought a few players to town, Kyle Schwarber, David Ross, who's the new coach, and Sandberg. And we had like 500 people show up. And I got on that stage, and I invited a few people up to the stage with me. A good friend, Summer, and their mom, Amber. And we also have Tiffany Hand. A lot of people know Bill Hand. Well, I brought a lot of the kids up to the stage, okay? And those players from the Cubs really embraced them. Mm-hmm. And then I said to the crowd, how many people would consider a $100 donation? I think we can get this whole next season paid for. Let's get new uniforms. Let's have an all-star game. And I asked the crowd, and boy, wouldn't you know it, there's number 101 is in for $100. Number 160 is in for $100. And we take in a bunch of money for the cause. Their cause is to play baseball like anybody else plays, okay? So a field that's accessible. Mm-hmm. And you wouldn't believe how many people get involved in it. Once a year, we do a big game at the U of I girls softball field. And our goal is to just fill the stands. I don't ask anybody for anything just to come. You know, it's tough to actually come. People would rather give $100 than give their time. Mm-hmm. But once they come once, they're like, oh, my gosh, this was great. Well, sure enough, we have to skip it this year because of everything that's happening.
Yeah.
But I look forward to that. And there's lots of them in town. I'm wearing a shirt right here for the Angel Forever Foundation, okay?
Oh.
This is suicide awareness. And I have a friend, Sebastian, who we're going to be putting a big event on for suicide awareness. It's a real deal. It's really happening.
Wow.
And he taught me a line, pain isn't always obvious.
Mm. Oh, that's good.
And Sebastian lost his daughter the night before. He was making cake pops with her. And he had no clue.
Oh.
And what happens is it was a bully. She was 13 years old, and she was bullied at school. And the bullying is a real as well. We all got bullied, I think, at some point, even if it was at camp or school or whatever.
Sure.
but you were able to go home and get away from it. Mm-hmm. And now you can't get away from it because the cell phones and Facebook and Snapchat or Instagram or whatever it so may be. So suicide awareness is really driving me right now.
Where's the Angel Forever event going to be held?
It's located right here in Champaign. Our venue, we're waiting for this whole COVID to kind of open up so we can look at our venues. But I put a post on it, or actually someone seen me wearing the shirt, and boy, oh boy, I have a good friend who lost their grandma to suicide. So in this town alone, I know three people who have lost people from age 13 to 79.
That's a number of people.
And so that is very on my heart right now to create that awareness. And Sebastian is putting this together, again, the Angel Forever Foundation. He's putting it together in town, and his dream is to open up a coffee shop in our town for people to have a place to go where we've been through your problems.
Oh, my goodness.
And hire within.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm thinking, Mike, about your spiritual gift sets. I don't know if you've done one of those inventories on operating with enthusiasm, and whether it's exhortation, but it seems like you're so well fitted to raise funds, to intercede on behalf of kids or causes, and your heart is so into that. And it'd be interesting, if you haven't done one of those spiritual gift inventories, to see what motivates you. There's a series Charles Stanley had where exhortation was one, where you thrive on seeing people grow and learn and develop. Or
I did one years ago, but that does interest me.
Because you seem so energized and you love helping people, you love helping causes. Your heart or tenderness for children or those that are disenfranchised or hurting or in need, whether it's handicapped. I mean, it seems like you've done the whole gamut, but you get energized. You can get on stage and do this almost effortlessly. And so
that's
probably a talent that God's put in you, and you're using it for good. So praise the Lord for that.
It's a powerful spiritual gift.
Oh, yeah. I work with MDA all over the country and men with ALS, and it's a devastating disease.
Yeah.
And I go all over the country, and it's a mission of hope for a cure, because there isn't a cure.
Right.
And ALS, I had a friend who, we were doing a big event, and it got canceled because of the whole virus, and he passed. But we're still going to have a big celebration, and it's a journey for a cure. You know, it's hope on this journey for a cure.
In case you just tuned in and you're like, who are they interviewing? I'm fascinated by his testimony and his sharing. This is Big Mike from This Is It Furniture, who's retired two or three or four different times to close out sales. But wait, he's back in business. Big Mike's Mattress Warehouse in downtown Champaign, just off of Neal Street. Tell us a little about your vision for this new location.
Let me tell you how that all happened. Okay, so I finally come to an end at This Is It Furniture, 33 years. I just decide I'm not going to renew my lease. I did a retirement sale a year earlier. Lease ran out. It's pretty expensive over there. I was paying like $12,000 a month rent. And I always had this little warehouse, okay? I had this just little tiny warehouse. Well, here I am doing charity events all over the country. And 3 months ago, all that switched, okay? And there is no charity events happening right now. We're kind of on a hiatus. They'll come back, but really it might not be until next year. So I found myself sitting there with the warehouse, and I said, that's it. I'm just going to call Big Mike's Mattress Warehouse by appointment or text me. There ain't many owners who stick their cell phone on every flyer. So that's my cell phone that I've had for 30 years. And here's my deal. I don't want to sit there all day in a furniture store and wait for customers to come in. So I created something, call or text me, and I'll meet you there. And let me tell you what, I've been busy as heck, but I'm condensing the busyness. I want to get in shape a little bit. I want to walk with my wife a little bit. But really what the deal was, I was supposed to be all over doing charity events, and those were mostly on weekends, and I was going to have the little mattress warehouse if I needed to. Well, turns out, here I am. So it's up and going, and when the charity events get going again, I'll still have this. It's just going to be by appointment only.
Sure, sure. And that phone number to call, so you might be saying, you know, I've been sleeping on this mattress too many years.
Yeah.
I need a new one. Call 217-202-2821, 217-202-2821. Now, if you have to leave a message, just say
text me, call me,
phone number. I'm
going to tell you, prices actually went downer, because let me tell you how this worked. I really am a little bit relieved that I don't have all the overhead. Okay, 33 years of having all that overhead is stressful. But, for example, mattresses that I was selling at $9.99 at This Is It Furniture at Big Mike's Warehouse, they're like $4.99 because I don't have all that overhead.
Wow.
So there's really deals to be had. And it's getting very contagious. People are spreading the word, and people are in need, and deals are in need.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the ideal is that they would call the 217-202-2821, but to give them a framework of where they would drive to meet up with you, give us that location.
All right, so if you know Champaign, Fannie Mae Candy is located on Neal and Springfield Street. Okay, I'm right across the street from it. There's actually a hardware store that everybody knows called Do It Best Hardware.
Right.
I'm in their back parking lot. So basically, Neal and Springfield across the street from Fannie Mae Candy, and you'll see the signs.
Yeah, and you're also across from that little strip mall where there's the Chinese restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
And the library is just over the way.
That's right.
Yeah.
Also just east of that Huntington Towers. So,
right. Oh, yeah, look out my door. There's Huntington Towers. That's right.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Hi, Dean.
No, actually, Thriving Financial in this month's paper.
Oh,
they have a new
location. Oh, dear. Okay.
All right. So 217-202-2821. 217-202-2821.
And
you
listen,
can get a hold of Big Mike.
I get you whatever you need. If you need recliners, bedroom sets, sofa sets, whatever you need, I'm here. And the prices just got better. The key is I'm not sitting in there all day. I'm gonna go in when people need me.
Hey, Marion, how about closing out the program in light of some of the work that Big Mike's doing through mega events?
Mm-hmm.
And for those that are struggling through this time, maybe they were a part of a fundraiser and wondering how are you going to raise funds, or maybe they need to call Mike and see how they can utilize some of his skills and gifts. But pray for those hurting and for the small businessmen and women that are struggling to try to restart and get back together.
Mm-hmm. God, I want to thank you for Mike and for his powerful gift of energy and positivity that you've put inside of him, and I pray for his success. And Lord, I thank you so much for the courage and just the care to help so many people in so many different arenas through his nonprofits, and I pray for every single one to be successful. And Lord, I also want to pray, and I think everyone here would join me and all our listeners too, for all the small businesses and all the people who have had to close and are out of work. Lord, please put your blessing upon your people and upon our nation, all these people that really, truly need your help. In Jesus' name.
Amen and amen. Well, thank you, Big Mike, for being available for today's edition of Mark and Friends, and we'll be praying you up. Again, the phone number, 217-202-2821. We highly endorse Big Mike.
I'm here when you need me. I got to say one last thing.
Sure.
Everyone always stops me and says, how old are your kids now? So those little kids that grew up on the TV, okay, that little boy, Tyler, is 27 years old. He's married.
Oh, I feel old.
He lives in Columbia, Missouri, and works at Mizzou. Mm. My little baby girl, Mallory, is 25, and she's a teacher downtown Chicago.
Oh, wow.
Awesome.
And they all went to Barksdale School back in the day, and I used to read a book in all the kids' classes, and I went and read at my daughter's school for her kids, which was a
grandpa.
It was a great moment for me because it was like, holy cow, just a good dad moment.
Right.
And my youngest boy, Michael, just graduated college as well. So the youngest one is even 22.
Oh, wow.
So that's the story on the three kids. Both of my boys were college baseball players.
Wow.
And I coach a lot of baseball. And the reason I wanted to mention my kids is everyone says, oh, my gosh, they're that old?
Yeah. You've been around that long?
Makes me feel old.
That's great to hear that all.
If you missed a portion of today's broadcast, it is archived at greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marianne
Simpkins.
Whoa.
I got to end it out. Hey, this is Big Mike. We're at Great News Radio. I had an unbelievable time. Listen, we talked about everything. It was an unbelievable good time, and I just want to say thanks. Great News Radio, you do a great job. Downer.
Downer, God bless you. Have a great day and night.